been counting up my blessings, and it's filling up my heart as I'm driving past the mountains, farms, and trees. The beauty of a sunny day draws me close to you and to my knees. Dear Lord, before you call me home, I need to let you know I'm grateful for the love I've known. And Lord, this life's a precious gift, can't ask for more than this. Too many things to list before you call me home. Children and the miracle they are, I'm reminded every blessing comes from you. The devil waits for idle hands, as for me I've got so much to do. It's true, dear Lord, before you call me home, I need grateful for the love I've known. And Lord, this life's a precious gift, can't ask for more than this. Too many things to list before you call me home. Precious gift, I'm wealthy and I'm rich. Too many things to list before you call me home. Before you call me home.
Well, we make a whole lot of plans and we think about a lot of things we want to do before we leave this world, but the greatest thing we better do is make sure we're right with him before he calls us out of here. That's Irene Kelly. Great song, Before You Call Me Home. Folks, the greatest thing you'll ever do is get right with God. Because if you leave here not right with him, well, you know, just I want you to stop and think about it, friend. You're one heartbeat away from eternity. So you're one heartbeat away from heaven, or you're one heartbeat away from hell. So before the Lord calls us home, most of us have a lot of plans. 50% of the people that die suddenly with no warning at all. And today's the day of salvation, even now the accepted time. I hope that you'll make sure that you're sure you have everything fixed up with God. And of course with your family and your friends and all that, but especially with the Lord. I'm Roger Boone. Thanks for being along with us with It's Gospel Time. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Hey, my wife's written a book, and I think it's a great little book. It's called A Mama's Dream. We'd like you to have one, and including the postage, they're $10. And just love to mail one out, so if you'll send us $10, make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to, and I'll be happy to mail you a book called A Mama's Dream. It's a true story, and it's touching hearts across the country, and we're getting back a lot of letters and cards and thank yous, and people say that they've read it over and over again, and I believe you would enjoy it, simply called A Mama's Dream. Make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to. Some folk have then sent back and ordered additional copies of the book, and it's not a large book. It's, I don't remember how many pages. Takes a couple hours or so to read it. Some takes me about three. I'm a slow reader. But anyway, love to send you one. She poured her heart into it. Felt like the Lord impressed her to write it. And if you'd like to have one, they're $10. It's called A Mama's Dream. All right, let's move along, get you some more music in here. And I was thinking back, 1970, when I gave my heart to the Lord, I remember well the day that I got lost. Here's Jeff Talbert. Hope you enjoy the song as Jeff sings for us.
As I look back across all the years of my life, I've made many choices, some wrong and some right. But then one day, by God's mercy, I saw my sin and the cost. It was the best thing that ever happened. Was the day I got lost. Without a doubt, the best thing that's ever happened to me was on the day I got lost and I fell on my knees. It was the day Jesus saved me and adopted me. He wrote my name in heaven and he forgave all my sins. I still make mistakes along this good old way, and like Paul the Apostle, I have to die every day. But the sweet Holy Spirit, I'm never alone, and he's reminding me daily I'm no longer my own. Without a doubt, the best thing that's ever happened to me was on the day I got lost and I fell on my knees. It was the day Jesus saved me and adopted me. He wrote my name in heaven and he forgave all my sins. Was the day Jesus saved me and adopted me. He wrote my name in heaven and he forgave all my sins.
Well, I remember that night very well. It's October 1970. And there's a lot of folks sitting in church, I believe with all my heart, that never have seen themselves as lost without God. Well, folk, haven't played this one in a while, and I like it. It's by Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, features the late Ralph Stanley.
Jesus loves me, snow. Though my sight is growing dim, still he bids me trust in him. Though my steps are sometimes slow, with my hand in his I'll go. On through life, let come what may, he'll be there to lead the way.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
When the nights are dark and long, in my heart he puts a song, telling me in words so clear, have no fear, for I am here. When my work on earth is done, and life victories have been won, he will take me home above, then I'll understand his love.
True that is, folk. Yes, Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. I'm out of time. Gotta go. That is our time for this time. So until the next time, this is Roger Boone saying goodbye. And may the Lord richly, richly bless you with our sincere prayer.
You've been listening to It's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And thanks for listening.